broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Are in the clubhouse. Welcome on this November 14th, 2015. We are gearing up for the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, the Sony Open in Hawaii, and Ray Stosic, the Sony Open Tournament Director, is going to be with us in just a couple of minutes. Do you just hate losing your golf ball and the time that it takes searching for your golf ball? What if there was a solution to that problem? We're going to talk about that as well this morning. But first, let's take care of the people. They make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Creative Plumbing. Whether a high-rise, a shopping center, a store, or townhouse, customer, single-family home, call Creative Plumbing. Your plumbing has got to be done right. So call Creative Plumbing, 841-3287. And by Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, host to the Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years, an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities, Kauai's South Shore Jam. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, company, or home project into artwork. Futura Stone can build you a special place for your friends and family to gather. Barbecues, fountains, water features, and outdoor lighting. Futura Stone. Only the best. And by Montgomery Power Sports. 550 North Nimitz Highway next to Liliha Bakery. Featuring Indian, Victory, Suzuki, and Husqvarna motorcycles, Polaris ATVs, and GEM electric vehicles. Montgomery Power Sports, where first responder discounts never end. Montgomery Power Sports, where the rubber hits the road.
If you'd like to play the Ocean 9, that would be the back nine at Poipu Bay Golf Course between 7 and 8:30. It's only $99. So if you've only got time for nine, this is the time of day to get to Poipu Bay. You go to the driving range, you warm up, they'll take you out to the back nine, and it's all yours. If you want to play later, there's a 9:20 and a 10:10. Gift cards, a great idea for the holidays that are coming up for all the people that you love who play the game of golf. We've got a wind advisory in effect, all areas, a high surf advisory for east-facing shores, but this wind advisory, we've got trades, 20 to 35 miles per hour, gusts to 50. And now, the tournament director of the Sony Open in Hawaii, Ray Stosic. Welcome to the show, Ray.
Good morning, Danielle.
Good
Glad
morning.
Glad to be here.
You think it's about a 2 or 3 club wind?
Let me tell you, I'm glad we're not playing today. it's pretty crazy.
It is. I mean, if you're not getting blown, you're getting rained on. In fact, it's raining so hard in Volcano on the Big Island, they hope to have a tea time for you at 1 o'clock. It's just pouring cats and dogs. But let's talk about the Sony Open in Hawaii. We need tournament volunteers. There are sponsorship opportunities. You can get tickets for someone. Those stocking stuffers are perfect. And, of course, it's all for the Hawaii Charities Campaign. Let's start off with our volunteers. What can volunteers do? There must be lots of opportunities.
Yeah, there are. There's some that you can be, as an example, be in transportation, and you can actually shuttle the players back and forth from a lot of the hotels in Waikiki. So you actually get to spend 15, 20 minutes with the players or the families going back and forth, and so that's pretty close.
Can I ask a question about that? What if I don't have a car that I think is, like, you know, really cool for somebody like a professional golfer on the PGA Tour? Are there cars that you have available?
That's correct. Oh. We have a fleet of vans in our transportation. Servco is our official car of the Sony Open, and so we have a number of vans that we use to shuttle players back and forth and taking them to dinners and other things. We're one of the only tournaments in the country that don't offer a complimentary car to the player as the whole field, simply because with Wailea being built in 27 in a residential area, it's difficult to find parking. So it's even better when they come to the Sony Open because we kind of shuttle their families around sightseeing on the North Shore, or back and forth from the hotel, so they've kind of got their own concierge service for transportation.
Oh, I like that. That's like, you know, you don't have to worry about where to park, where to go.
Right.
The destination is taken care of by the driver, who, of course, living on Oahu. But you also have people coming in from all around the country who make it a destination in the winter to come and be a volunteer at the Sony Open in Hawaii.
Yeah, it's a very exciting time. We have about 1,700 volunteers that give generously of their time during the tournament week. We've had groups, as an example, and this has been a national reported by Golf Digest a couple of years ago, that we have 20 women that come from Alabama. They schedule their vacation every year. They come to the Sony Open and give of their time and work on the tournament as a volunteer. And we have many military that have taken their time to, if they're not deployed in our in-town, to work with us. So this 1,700 volunteers allow us to give $1 million to charity, to the local charities each year.
So we can be a driver and not worry about the quality of our car because cars are available, the vans are available. What other things can we do?
You know, there's walking scores, you're inside the ropes and close to the players. There's a number of different, what we have is a website, SonyOpenInHawaii.com, and you can go on there, you can register online to be a volunteer. You can also see all the different opportunities to volunteer for the tournament. There's hospitality, tents that we need help with. There's the caddy area where we serve the caddies and take good care of them. So there's a number of opportunities for volunteers, but SonyOpenInHawaii.com would give you the list of all those, and you can either register online or give us a call.
Excellent. Now, on the shot link, which I always find fascinating because those technological things do fascinate me, shot link, if somebody wants to do that, do you train people?
Oh, we sure do. We have a few trainings on the advanced week of the tournament, and it's pretty high-tech information and is very important to all professional sports nowadays and analytics. And what the PGA Tour has done is partnered up with a software in ShotLink. It's been around for probably a decade now on the tour. And they actually track every single shot of the whole tournament by every player.
Wow.
And that's information that goes back to the players for their usage. It also helps tournaments where to put tents, where not to put them, different things like that. So ShotLink is very valuable to the event.
The one thing I'd be nervous about is I always, you know, it's always difficult for me to actually see the drive. Where'd that ball go? does ShotLink help you keep track of the ball?
You know, no, but the cameras do. And so the cameramen have been shooting golf for many years, and so they track the ball. But when you're in ShotLink, it's one of the few areas where you're actually elevated. You're up in an elevated area, 10-15 feet off the ground. And so what it does is after you've done it for in the pro-am day, maybe on Wednesday, you kind of have a pretty good idea of where the pros are going to hit the ball for the most part. They're pretty accurate.
Yeah. It's just that that ball comes off the club face so fast.
It's
a marvel to be inside and to see it like that. It's a wonderful thing, an honorary observer. If you have an opportunity to do that, it's a wonderful experience because you're so close and you can see everything as they analyze their shot and then take the shot. Sponsorship, speaking of honorary observers, there are still some sponsorship available, opportunities available?
Yes. Most of our hospitality venues are still available and selling. We also have whole sponsorships with something new, the first time the PGA Tour has allowed tournaments to sell. So when you see the signage for all 18 holes of what hole number it is and what the yardage is, we are now selling for the first time ever a corporate logo sponsorship that attaches right below the hole sign, so that's available this year. We have exhibition tents starting at $2,700. If you didn't want a large skybox, you could get an exhibition tent, either showcasing product or bring out some of your guests if you're a smaller company. Those are available. And we have the Sweet 16 going into our third year now. It's out at the 16th hole near the ocean. You get to see the approach shot and the putting. And that is a hospitality area where food and beverage is provided. So we're excited to say that High Steakhouse and their fine cuisine is serving at the Sweet 16 this year, and there's also beer and wine available in that purchase. So that's a great opportunity.
That, and it's, isn't that indoors and air-conditioned?
Well, it was last year, and what we did is we did a survey, and a lot of the people wanted to come back out because we get nice cool breezes, and it hasn't been that hot the last few years. And so they said open it up and get us closer to the green. So we kind of listen and do post-event surveys. And so Sweet 16 will be open air right near the green at Tournament 16 this year.
That's a good idea. I like that because it makes you feel like you're still at the tournament rather than inside a club and
right.
and away from it. Great. It's great how you always are tweaking it. As a tournament director, that's something that you have to constantly be working on.
Oh, you bet, Tom. We never rest on our laurels and bringing added value, whether it's cultural experiences at the tournament. Not everybody that comes to the tournament is necessarily a golfer or a golf enthusiast. They may come as a family member and what have you. And so we try to have other activities besides golf. We also are one of the few tournaments that if you are a golfer, where we partner up with the State Golf Association, where we provide complimentary golf lessons in three netted areas throughout the tournament week, and so that's available. And so there's a lot of activities, a lot of food and beverage out in our expo area. And because of the time of the year that the Sony Open, we get a lot of people coming out on the weekends and watching professional football at many of our hospitality areas on large Sony 4K televisions, and then stepping out and watching some golf.
And that's so you don't miss the game.
Right.
Got to make sure everybody gets everything. I was looking at the admission tickets are available at SonyOpenInHawaii.com. How would I get a hard copy ticket to be able to put in a stocking stuffer?
Yeah, there's a few. We partner up with First Hawaiian Bank every year. So I believe first week of December, the banks will be selling 40-some branches on this island will be selling tickets. For $20 for daily, $50 for season badges. And then also in the first part of the week, you know, some people say, well, I can't afford, but I'd really like to go. Monday and Tuesday, there's no admission charge. Monday is professional practice day. We also have a Dream Cup Sony Private Pro-Am where pros are out there. And then on Tuesday, I think I've mentioned this each year, that we are one of only two PGA Tour events that hosts a pro junior event where there's a season-long competition for all the juniors in the state of Hawaii. Five of them get selected through their point system, and they get paired with five professionals from the tour, and they have a three-hole competition on Tuesday. It's free to the public. And I'm happy to say today that Hawaii Tourism Authority has worked closely with us to become the new title sponsor and to be able to keep the event going. Because many PGA Tour events, Tuesday's a practice day, and most tournaments cannot have something like this. We've been grandfathered in for all the way back to the Johnny Bellinger shootout days. So we've had that event for about 17 years.
That's great. It's really, what an honor. And they do work hard. We just had the Hawaii Pacific Junior Cup where Japan came over and played against our top junior players. It was very close considering those juniors are just in Hawaii, right? And they choose the team from Japan from the whole country. So I think it was 9-7 Japan. And all those kids are really excited to be able to play against a professional in the Sony Open in Hawaii. And then and it's just wonderful. That's Tuesday afternoon, usually around 2 o'clock?
That's correct.
Yeah, that's great. And all this money, for a lot of people are casual golfers or they're listening to the show. And people, provide your support, when you volunteer, when you buy a whole sponsorship, first time available here, Sony Open in Hawaii, whole sponsorship, if you get involved in the exhibition tent on site, and the monies that get collected, that isn't part of the purse. The purse is put up by Sony. Sony puts the money together. That's what the guys win. The money that's raised during the Sony Open in Hawaii all goes to charity, and it's all local charity. Is it all on Oahu or is it state?
No, it's state. We have recipients on all the islands that receive funding every year. Over 100, averages at least 150 to 170 charities annually. Many of them are smaller charities that don't have national support on being part of a national organization or something. So it's really special. And to your point, without sponsorships and without 1,700 volunteers and 50 chair people that give of their time, we wouldn't be able to take care of these special needs. And we cover all areas, the keiki, the elderly, and women's causes. And so we're very thankful that when we go out in the community, we see all the good works that the Friends of Hawaii Charities does through the tournament.
You can donate to your favorite charity at Friends of Hawaii Charities website. That's friendsofhawaii.org. 100% goes to that charity. And then in addition to Friends of Hawaii Charities, the Harry and Jeanette Weinberg Foundation matches what you raise. Is that still the case?
That is still the case. And so it's what happens is we started this program, Aloha for Hawaii Charities, a couple of years ago. And what the Friends of Hawaii Charities has done is that when individuals or organizations donate to their favorite charity and it routes through the Friends of Hawaii Charities, and they can earmark who their charity is, the Friends of Hawaii Charities has a bonus that goes on top of that. So if you're giving $100 to your favorite charity and you send it through Friends of Hawaii Charities, there will be an additional percentage that goes on. So it varies from year to year depending on how much money, but we've set aside $100,000 to bonus some of these other individuals sending in monies for their favorite charity.
So that's wonderful. So the ticket sales, the $20, the $50, depending on what tickets you buy, all of that money, the $7,500 for whole sponsorships, the $2,700 for the exhibition tent on-site, the corporate hospitality, anything that you do to support Sony Open in Hawaii goes to our local charities. And the need is great. It always is. But it just seems to be a little bit greater. We have a large population, growing population of wonderful people. And anytime we can help through golf, it's a wonderful opportunity. I want to thank High Steakhouse for coming out to do the Sweet 16 Chalet because they make some good food. How did you get High's?
Well, you know what? They have some new ownership the last couple of years, and they felt like this was a way where they could help give back to charities in the community. So they partnered. They went online when the new owners took over, and they looked at various organizations, nonprofits in the state, and they sought out Friends of Hawaii Charities, liked what we were doing, liked that we were helping so many different organizations, and they said, we want to partner with you and be a part of it.
Wonderful. Do we have 50,000 spectators expected?
Yeah, we average between 50 and 75,000. The whole PGA Tour is going underneath or experiencing a youth movement. So far this year, every single winner was 28 years of age or under. And so we find that even our spectator base is changing because we do exit surveys and stuff. So there's younger people coming out and lifestyles are changing, the clothing the players wear, everything. So all the social media nowadays. And so there's a lot of people that follow these players on social media, may not even necessarily be golf enthusiasts, but they hear about them or come across them or see a YouTube video, and then they're coming out to check the players out in person.
I think Ricky Fowler had a lot to do with that.
He was one of the first to start, and now everybody that's a professional athlete, I don't care what sport, they know that social media can help drive their brand or share their causes or what have you. So
exactly. We're on Twitter, it's Sony Open Hawaii, at Sony Open Hawaii. You can follow there. And on Facebook, there's also a Facebook page, Sony Open in Hawaii. So you can go to Sony Open in Hawaii and find out all the things that are going on. When you were talking about relaxed clothing and what have you, at Tiger Woods Blue Jack National, it's so relaxed now that if you want to wear jeans, Dave Stockton Jr. said it's fine. You want to wear your shirt untucked. It's fine. I was really surprised because I think that's a private course, that Blue Jack National, yeah, that Tiger Woods. Of course, I don't encourage that because people might frown upon my saying so.
Well, you know what? Golf, like any other sport, has to kind of change with the times. And I think that whether it's apparel or, you know, being extremely quiet or whatever, I mean, you look at the Phoenix Open event there. And,
oh, my.
I mean, it just gives you, that's probably the far end of the spectrum as far as how golf has changed as far as spectator viewing. But you know what? It's a part of the times, and I'm glad to see that golf at least is trying to keep up with some new visitors to the game and or enthusiasts watching the game.
Absolutely, absolutely. So when will we start hearing who's made commitments to come?
Well, we usually start getting our commitments first week of December. We're 57 days out from the tournament as of today. I can say that there's a few individuals that have booked their rooms already, so we're pretty sure they're coming this way. But Jason Day, Zach Johnson, major winners this year,
yeah,
Steve Stricker. So, you know what? Hawaii's pretty special. It's January. It's not so great weather in other parts of the country. And when we talked about weather to open the show, you know, we're in the El Nino year. So basically what they've shared with most of us in the state is that we had a wet, dry season, and we're going to have a dry, wet season. So I'm expecting great weather for this January for the Stony Open.
Awesome. Ray Stosic, thanks for taking time on your Saturday early to be on the show. We need volunteers for the Stony Open in Hawaii. If you'd like to do Shot Link, they train you. If you'd like to be a driver, you don't need your own car. They've got vans for you. Just go to StonyOpenInHawaii.com. You can find out what the volunteer positions are, and you can sign up right there. Thanks so much, Ray.
Thanks, Danielle. Good luck.
Thank you. Aloha. We're going to come back and talk about, you know, the thing that I get is losing my golf ball or trying to find somebody else's. It's like you can go beat the bushes forever. And then what you have to say, well, you know, if you're not in tournament play, the 5-minute rule probably is the best one for tournaments. But if you're not, 2 minutes, you know, make it simple. 2 minutes, but don't you just hate losing your ball? What if there was a way not to? We're going to be talking with Ron Witten about that. But first, we're talking with Ross Montgomery, owner of Montgomery Power Sports. He's up next. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Teed up the ball, feet grounded. Taking a deep breath, rip it, and rip it. Did I do that? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
'Tis the season to start thinking about what you can do for others and what you're going to do for your friends and family for the holidays. Maybe a gift, something they've always wanted, something you'd like to surprise them with. Ross Montgomery is the owner, family-owned Montgomery Power Sports, where you can find Indian, Victory, Suzuki, Husqvarna motorcycles, Polaris ATVs, Gem electric vehicles, and great apparel and accessories for men, women, and children. I love the children's wear. 550 North Nimitz Highway. They're right next to Liliha Bakery. You know, while you're waiting for your spot at Liliha, jump over to Montgomery Power Sports and check out all the things that you could get for somebody who's special in your life. Ross Montgomery, welcome to the show.
Hey, Danielle, thank you very much.
Absolutely. I'm talking about your family, family-owned. How long has your family been in the motorcycle business?
Well, my grandfather started the company back in 1946, just after the war. And we've been working on motorcycles and helping out motorcycle enthusiasts in Hawaii ever since 1946. Next year would be 70 years.
70 years? Wow. So right after the war, 1946, that kind of ties in with some of the bikes that you have. Some of the bikes that you have in stock were used during the war.
Well, Indian motorcycles, which just got brought to life by Polaris Industries, was a major factor in World War One and World War Two, so much so that it almost caused their demise. Coming back from the war, they put so much effort into making motorcycles for the war effort that they lost the competitive edge at home. And when they came back from war, Harley-Davidson had taken their market share, and they couldn't recover.
Wow, so Polaris decided to kind of reinvent the Indian?
Yeah, that's correct. About 2010, Polaris Industries bought the rights to Indian motorcycles and started to work on design and you know, some research and design on top of what they're going to make the new Indian look like. And they brought in a lot of the Indian heritage, you know, into not just to make the bike look like an Indian would, but also, you know, make it feel like an Indian. And they brought a lot of that history and nostalgia from those you know, key Indian, you know, viewpoints,
right,
to make the new bike.
Yeah, and using today's technology to smooth it out, but it's just interesting looking at the pictures. You have a wall of photos in the shop showing us the history of the bike and how it's transformed, keeping the essential look but giving it a little bit of a modern edge to it.
Yeah, you know, Polaris Industries has tons and tons of years, and they spent almost $1 billion,
wow,
just in research and development of the Indian brand. So they didn't cut any quarters. They didn't you know, just say, okay, let's slap an SNS motor into a frame and put some tins on it and let's make a bike look like an Indian. They built an entire brand from the ground up.
Awesome. Suzuki, you've got quads, four-wheelers, dirt bikes, scooters, cruisers. Your showroom is packed.
Yeah. It's, you know, sorry about that.
No problem.
What I want to let people know is, you know, Montgomery Power Sports, we're sitting right there on Nimitz Highway. You probably drive by us every week as you're stuck in traffic going into town or going home on Nimitz Highway. And, you know, we are a family-owned and operated business, and we're not just for motorcycles. We have all kinds of stuff for people who don't ride. So if you're stuck in traffic and you see our shop and you want to say, you know, I'm going to get out of this thing, maybe do some shopping on your way home. You know, we have Fox apparel, Fox T-shirts, Fox shoes. Not a lot of people know we have Fox shoes. We have wristbands. We have GoPros. We have T-shirts, of course. You know it's, you know, we try to make our shop not just for the motorcycle enthusiast, but for people who just, you know, like cool stuff.
Yeah, like cool stuff, like cool apparel. Because I loved walking in there. I wanted to walk out with my arms full. I was looking at the GEM electric vehicles that are on the fun, reliable, stylish. They were parked in the front. And I was thinking, I wonder if you lived in a community close to a golf course, if you could, like, it would be fun to be able to take your GEM to the course and then use it on the cart path. Probably unlikely, but it was just a nice idea to the GEM electric vehicle. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, GEM was actually created by Chrysler, and there was a brand of Chrysler that was just for electric vehicles, and they didn't put a whole lot of effort into it. And again, that's another company that Polaris Industries bought and revamped. And, now they're making, it's a very similar product, but the batteries, the gauges, the electronics that control everything, have been a lot more, stabilized, reliable. The longevity of these GEMs are great. And there's actually, some courses on the mainland. You can put what's called turf tires, of course, on top of these GEMs so that they are able to transition from the road to the golf course, of course, depending on the golf course.
Oh, depending on the golf course, yes. I was thinking of the mainland companies that are courses that are owned by companies that are friendly to that. We're talking with Ross Montgomery, family-owned Montgomery Power Sports, 550 North Nimitz Highway, next to Liliha Bakery. I know you're very close, of course, to the military, and you always have specials for the first responders, for military. You always thank people in the armed forces for their service.
Yeah, what these guys do for us, overseas and here on our own home turf, the military has a special heart. My grandfather, back in 19, during the war and stuff, he started out fixing motorcycles in his living room. He was an electrical engineer at Pearl Harbor. I'm sorry, an electrical journeyman and a volunteer firefighter over at Pearl Harbor during the war.
Yeah.
And, people couldn't get parts for their bikes, so he'd write home to his mom in Oregon and give her a parts list, a part for her to send over in a care package, and he would fix motorcycles literally in the living room floor sometimes. And there was all military guys that would come by and do that because he was living over at the housing over in Pearl Harbor.
Wow.
So, military guys and women have a very special place in our hearts. And Victory and Indian want to, show that the appreciation that we have for the armed forces by giving them $1,000 off, even if you're retired, even if you're, no longer active duty. If you come in and show credentials, we will give you $1,000 off of Victory or an Indian.
And your grandfather, what he did fixing, that continues over at Montgomery Power Sports. You've got a great parts and service department expanded.
Yeah, our service department is very, very, not just capable, but we're very versatile. We can work in all makes and models. We have one of the best dynamometers on the island. So if you want to, take your bike and see what kind of horsepower it's getting, or see, what's it doing on the fuel, and, look at the computer and stuff like that. We can program your bike, make it run nice and smooth.
Awesome. That's like a computer tune-up.
Yeah, pretty much. We're not many places in Hawaii, nowhere in Hawaii, are you allowed to, take a bike up to, 180 miles an hour. But you can do it on a dyno safely.
That's awesome. That's awesome. The Toys for Tots Parade and Donation Station, you're part of it. You're getting involved in Toys for Tots, the parade. You're a donation station for Toys for Tots. Tell us what's happening.
Well, the motorcycle community in Hawaii is fantastic. Almost every single group you see riding around on Sunday, with a patch on their back, don't just ride motorcycles. They give back to the community. And as a whole, the motorcycle, community This is one of the biggest things that we come together to do. And every year, the motorcycle community donates more toys to Toys for Tots than any other single drive in the state.
That's to be applauded.
And,
thank you.
Yeah. You know, and it's something that, that us as a shop supports. We support the Street Bikers United who put on the parade. And you know, it's something, you know, it's also one of the longest running parades in Waikiki.
When is it?
Right now, it is going to be Sunday, December 6th. The starting point is Magic Island down there in Ala Moana Beach Park.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the gates are open at 7 a.m.,
okay.
But the first bike pulls out onto the parade at 11 a.m.
At 11, so you gather at 7 and get going at 11 o'clock sharp.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people like to get there early because literally there are thousands of motorcycles. You know, I think last year they reported somewhere around 6,000 motorcycles that left the parking lot of Sand Island to make the route down to Kapiolani Community College, and that's the route that they go.
That's from Magic Island, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Magic Island.
That's okay. So it's Sunday, December 6th. Magic Island is the gathering place, 7 o'clock in the morning. The Toys for Tots, do you have a big barrel where people can bring wrapped toys?
Actually, they prefer unwrapped toys.
Unwrapped
for
toys.
Donation. Yeah,
okay.
Unwrapped toys. New, unopened, unwrapped toys over to our shop. We are a donation station. And you know, this year, the Toy Run, Toys for Tots Parade, is doing things a little differently. So if you're planning on you know, joining that parade, they're actually charging a small admission cost for each bike that's going to be going to the parade. And that's literally just to cover the cost of running the parade, you know, hiring the police officers, putting up the barricades, you know, all of the costs and stuff like that. So this is something they haven't done before. So, you know, that's another reason to get down there a little bit early, check out the bikes. You know, the different vendors are going to be down there selling coffee and donuts and, you know, things like that. So it's a really cool place to just come down, and it's literally, you will not see a larger gathering of motorcycles in one area on the island in the state all year.
Yeah, and really cool people with big hearts. And thank you. Ross Montgomery is the owner. I wanted to say owner, but it's really family-owned. So it's,
yeah, family-owned.
Yeah, it's family-owned. And I have to ask you a question. You know, your granddad doing all that repair work in what did your grandma think about that? In the living room.
Well, when my grandfather met my grandmother, he rode a Harley.
Okay.
And she says that she doesn't date guys who ride motorcycles. So he sold his bike, got a car, and started courting her.
Oh my.
Come back, you know, a few days there, they got married, they had a couple of kids, they're living in Hawaii, and, you know, he got a fever, you know, he got one of the, illnesses of the day back then, and
uh-huh.
He was quarantined to his house, and he was going stir crazy. So his friend was leaving the island, gave him a bike, and dropped it off at the house, and my grandmother literally came home, and the bike was just parted out all over the living room floor. And she's like, "What are you doing? I told you, I don't, you know." And he says, "No. Someone give it to me. I'm gonna fix it. I'm gonna sell it." And she goes, "Okay, well, if you can make money at it, it's all right.
Then it's okay. Oh, cool."
And that's that.
And that's how it all started for
literally
Montgomery Power Sports. Ross Montgomery, thanks so much for being on the show. The Toys for Tots Parade. It's on Sunday, December 6th, Magic Island. You can start gathering at 7 o'clock in the morning. 11 o'clock's the ride. Thanks, Ross, for being on the show.
All right. Everybody have a good tea time, all right?
All right. Aloha.
We're
going to come back and figure out how to find the golf ball that's been lost, you know? And you just don't want to lose it. You know how it feels? You don't want to leave it. It's my golf ball. I paid good money for it. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Montgomery Power Sports, serving Hawaii statewide for 65 years. Family owned and operated. You'll find motorcycles by Suzuki, Indian, Victory, Husqvarna and Polaris ATVs and multifunctional vehicles, and Jam electric vehicles. Visit our showroom with our friendly, knowledgeable staff at 550 Nimitz Highway, next to the Lehigh Bakery. Financing available OAC. Montgomery Power Sports. Wear the tires. Grab the road.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
Work the ball, play more break, be aggressive.
Wow! 6 feet past the cup! What was I thinking?
Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And you know, we're giving away the 60-day in-home golf training program endorsed by Gary McCord and Brandel Chambly. They are unpaid spokespeople. This is a $180 value if you are the ninth caller. 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. We'll give you the code to the Tafara Golf 60-day in-home golf training program that opens the door to an entirely new and easier way to learn the game of golf, a complete path to learning and training your mind, your body, your swing. It's a $180 value, and it's yours if you're the ninth caller in at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. I know Maui's been lucky, Oahu's been lucky, Kauai and the Big Island. And hey, if you're listening on the mainland, go for it. 808-296-5467. So I was talking about looking for the golf ball, right? And you know you've been with friends and an errant shot, heck, my errant shot, and we're all looking and we can't find it, and I don't want to give up. It might be just on the other side of that leaf right there. That's it. No, that's somebody else's, and it's all rotten. That's not my golf ball. Ron Witten, Golf Digest, architecture editor. He's with us this morning. Welcome to the show, Ron.
Hi, Danielle. Am I the ninth caller?
Nice
shot. Because I certainly need help on my game. I need to start over. I would like a whole new way to learn it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think I can, I think, you know, just hang on. All right. But I was reading this great article. Okay. So I start off and I'm going, let's make the game of golf more enjoyable. British architects David Williams and Ken Moody call for ball finding technology to be made legal in golf. And I'm reading and reading. I'm thinking, gosh, why hasn't this been done sooner? Why can't there, you know, they put chips on everything. My phone can be found, you know. And then I get down to the part where it says Ron Witten, who originally heard David Williams on the subject in 2010, is going to be the U.S. person spearheading this effort. And I thought, I've got to get in touch with Ron, because this just makes too much sense.
Well, my apologies to David and Ken. I have, if not lost the ball, certainly dropped the ball on this, because I first talked to them at the World Golf Council at St. Andrews in 2010, when David presented his white paper on this very subject, talking about how, you know, the trend in architecture and in environmental sensitivity is to build deep gruffs that seem to gobble up golf balls. And there reason, there ought to be a way to use a device to locate those golf balls so that golfers aren't frustrated spending a lot of time looking for golf balls, losing golf balls, that sort of thing. At the time in 2010, it seemed like a pipe dream because, one, there wasn't the technology. We were dreaming about the technology. And, two, the rules of golf, both by the RNA and the USGA, prohibited any kind of use of devices. Since then, there have been at least one device supposedly developed that can locate golf balls, and David tells me there's a couple others. The one that I'm talking about was developed that would recognize a signal sent from a chip embedded in a golf ball by the manufacturer, and it would, you know, a low-frequency radio wave would pick it up, and you'd be able to follow your way into the rough and find the golf ball. Whether you could play it or not is another thing, but we'll get to that in a minute. The other thing is you know, the rules for rangefinders, for instance, have been relaxed enormously mm-hmm. by the rules of golf. And so the logical next step that David and Ken are approaching is, well, then let's get this technology approved by the rules, and we could revolutionize the game. I've talked to them, and all of a sudden I get this same paper that you got, and I found I'm a market spokesman, and I guess it's because I showed some interest, and they don't have any other contacts here in the U.S., but I have not lobbied the USGA yet for two reasons. One is I need to further investigate the technology, and two, I'm not convinced that the golf ball manufacturers of the world want to put a chip in their golf balls so that they're easily found. I think golf ball manufacturers rely on the fact that we lose a lot of golf balls.
That was going to be my follow-up question. I don't. There must be a bunch of manufacturers out there saying, "No way, are we going to let you guys save money?"
And again, you know, they might embed a chip in it, and they'd have to figure out how it would affect the aerodynamics, and the expense of that involved would be that we're paying $200 for a dozen golf balls. Are we willing to pay $200 for a dozen golf balls that we could never lose? And yet, they're not retrievable in a water hazard. So it's the other thing that I've talked with David about is there are some people trying to develop technology that's based just on density sort of things that you could go through rough and it would identify, you know, solid objects, whether right. they're golf balls or rocks or small critters that would not require the approval or cooperation of golf ball manufacturers, but that's still in the development stage. The third discussion we've had is just a little metallic strip that you or I could put on our existing golf balls and use a metal detector, sort of like you're combing for
jewelry
stuff on a beach.
Yes.
As rapidly as technology occurs in golf, I think something's going to develop in the next 5 years that would be reasonably expensive. I mean, the one that's being pushed right now is about $200, which is, again, you know, it's like everything else. Range finders, when they first came out, were in the $500 range, and they've dropped considerably, although they're still, you know, relatively expensive, but people carry them around now.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they find them beneficial. And certainly the thing about, you know, finding a golf ball in tall native rough that's established off of the size of play or because of environmental concerns or something is one thing. You're going to find your golf ball. You're not going to be able to play it, but at least you found the golf ball. But my concern is more what a time savings and cost savings it'd be if you didn't have to mow your maintained rough every day or two, you know, because there's nothing more frustrating than in a Bermuda rough or a tall or a mown bluegrass rough here in the Midwest where it just swallows up the golf ball and you know it went in there somewhere but you can't find it and you're wasting time looking for it. Or you don't have this problem in Hawaii, but we do in many parts of the states, and that's in this time of year where there are leaves scattered all over everywhere, and your ball is hiding under one of those leaves.
Yeah.
Those sort of things, you know, I think the impulse device that would reflect against solid objects would be would help you easily find golf balls and that sort of thing, because there's only going to be one object in there, and that's your golf ball. Everything else is either leaves and maintained mowed grub. But David's feeling is because of the lack of water, you have to reduce your water, so you're going to let a lot more rough areas out of play, or supposedly out of play, grow to native heights and not irrigated and not maintained. There are certainly a lot of restrictions everywhere in terms of environmental concerns, where areas you can't go in and maintain. And those are the areas that golfers lose their golf balls. And all David is trying to do is come up with a simple solution that would help golfers do that, would help speed up play, would help cut the cost, I think, because if you don't have to maintain even maintained rough as often, you can let your primary rough right off a fairway grow a little longer and be mowed twice a week instead of every day. Boy, what a savings in that would be.
Exactly. And the savings of water.
The savings of water.
It's huge.
Absolutely.
Yeah. If they could figure out a way for the covering of the golf ball to somehow trigger something, or, you know, as you said, putting a metal piece on it, kind of spooky because it changes the dynamic of the ball's flight. But just if there was a paint or something that would iridescent and say, hello, yeah, I'm here, that would be wonderful.
I must confess, I have not taken the time yet to fully fully explore this, but the idea after the recent change in rules, relaxing the restrictions on handheld yardage devices came out. David and Ken, two architects, David Williams and Ken Moody, the architects who have been past presidents of the European Institute of Golf Course Architects, have kind of revived this white paper that they presented back in 2010, because they're feeling like the time is ripe to convince the USGA and the RNA to also relax the rules on these golf ball finding devices.
Oh,
if in fact those pieces of equipment actually work.
Well, what you said about technology changing, you know, today it's one thing and we're thinking how's it possible 5 years down the road. It's kind of perfect in a way, since the rules of golf can only be changed every 4 years. So the rules of golf couldn't be changed till 2020. And then
we've got 4 years to work on this.
Yeah. We're going to take a break. I want to talk with you about something that you wrote. It's in Golf Digest. We're talking with Ron Whitten, Golf Digest architecture editor, and the best new course list. Ron Whitten, I had in Golf Digest, starts with number 10. And number 10, where is it now? I have it right here. The Country Club of the Golden Nugget, Lake Charles, Louisiana. And continues on. I got to tell you, the number one is, I think, universally loved. We'll be talking about that right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone. Only the best.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Indian. These bikes are gorgeous. The first brand made in America. Indian. They're sexy. Indian is military tested and approved. They supplied our bikes for World War II. Montgomery Power Sports. Visit our showroom with our friendly, knowledgeable staff at 550 North Nimitz Highway, next to Liliha Bakery. Military and first responder discounts and financing available. OAC. Montgomery Power Sports. Where the rubber hits the road.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Hey, congratulations, Danielle Makawau Maui. You won the Tafata Golf in-home training program, and I'll be in touch with you to give you the code so you can log on and learn. It's really cool. And coming up in a couple of minutes, we've got a dozen golf balls. Speaking with Ron Witten about losing them. You must want to have some golf balls. You can either keep them or, as one winner last week said, would you send these dozen golf balls to my friend on the mainland? Because she came to visit me and she lost all of her golf balls. They probably played at Ko'olau, right? We always blame Ko'olau, but that's not the only course. You could play at many courses and lose golf balls. And I always feel like, oh, a part of me has just been lost and it'll never be found. Ron Witten is architecture editor, Golf Digest. You can follow him at Ron Witten, GD, stands for Golf Digest. I was reading one of his tweets. He said, in Hawaii, the Nicholas Design 36-hole Kauai Lagoons is now down to 18 and renamed the Ocean Course at Hoku'ala. And then the next tweet that he wrote, so many course name changes, you need a scorecard just to keep up. What's up with name changes, Ron Witten?
Oh, I think it's because the courses are changing hands. And whenever you have a new owner, a lot of times they want to put their own imprint up on a project. Sometimes they just want to disassociate themselves with the past because some courses have fallen on hard times and there is a bad connotation associated with the previous name. So it's happening a lot. And of course, if you're an owner like Donald Trump, wherever you buy, you put your name on it. So it's now no longer Turnberry, it's Trump Turnberry.
Right.
And Doonbeg in Ireland is now Trump Ireland. And of course, Doral is now Trump National Doral. So, can I mention one more thing before we leave that discussion of
ball
finders? This isn't so much about saving golf balls or finding golf balls as it is about saving strokes. But I've been going around pointing out that there is a rule of golf that's pretty obscure, but it's been in there for like 8 or 10 years. I guess it would be 8 years in the American rules of golf that says if you have an environmentally sensitive area that's been designated as such by a governmental body like the Federal Corps of Engineers on your golf course,
right.
You can stake it as green stakes, and there's no penalty if you go in there. It is treated as permanent ground under repair, so that means you drop within club length of where it went in. Now, you can't go into the environmentally sensitive area and retrieve your ball, so you're going to still lose your ball, but you're not going to lose a stroke.
Right.
It's not a water hazard. It's an environmentally sensitive area. It's permanent ground under repair, so you drop and play on without counting an extra stroke for the ball that went into the, quote, environmental hazard.
Excellent.
And I don't see that many clubs staking out these areas in green stakes and giving the golfer, especially average golfers, the benefit of that. And I've been going around trying to convince people, one, the rule exists, and two, while it's restrictive in terms of which water hazard you can do it, because it's got to be a a governmentally, I think it says federally governmentally designated environmentally sensitive area, which is normally a wetlands, but it could be a buffer zone that's next to a wetlands, you know, that's tall native grasses. Wherever you end up staking that area, you can save your clientele a lot of golf strokes.
That's nice.
If not golf balls.
Yeah. So, good point. And that's why you got to know the rules of golf. You can help
exactly.
your very own game, right? That's really important. Now, let's go straight to the best new course, because I want to talk to you about the best new course on your list. I want to talk to you about Blue Jack National. I want to talk to you about Tom Doak's book, The Confidential Guide to Golf Courses, new edition. But we only have 5 minutes.
I'll make it quick.
Cabot Cliffs
in Nova Scotia, Ben Crenshaw and Bill Corr design, is our best new course of 2015. I wrote and described it as the second coming of Cypress Point, because like Cypress Point, if you've been lucky enough to play that, it has so many different elements. It is into the tall trees, it's into sand dunes, and it finishes marvelously along the cliffs, along the ocean there in Nova Scotia. It is absolutely spectacular. It's a resort operation, so it's open to the public. It has a companion course, Cabot Links, which has been open for 3 years. It's highly regarded, highly ranked in our world 100 greatest. And I think Cabot Cliffs could very well surpass that. It is one of these dream courses that comes along every so often. Bill Corr and Ben Crenshaw feel it's the best piece of property they've ever gotten to work on.
And they are amazing people. They created the Plantation course. Cabot Cliffs, Inverness, Nova Scotia, number one on the best new course. It wasn't just you. It was a panel of people.
That's right. It wasn't my list. This is Golf Digest list based upon the evaluations of our nationwide panel.
And boy, there's 7 comments. Wow, stunning, best course, 18 memorable holes, great design, absolutely brilliant. More panelists commented on that than any of the top 10. Now, Blue Jack National, this is Tiger Woods' first domestic course design. What's your take?
Blue Jack was not a candidate this year. It'll be a candidate next year. I did walk it during construction with Bo Welling, who's the, shall we say, Tiger Woods' pencil. He's the golf architect who used to work for Tom Fazzi, who now works for Tiger Woods Golf Design. And a lot of people who've seen it feel like it's Tiger's version of Augusta National, in that it's a beautiful, gently rolling meadows with big live oaks and lots of pine trees north of Houston, Texas. Everything's mowed down tight, just like Augusta used to be. Big, white, beautiful sand bunkers, tricky little green, or not little, but tricky big greens. My take on it is it's more like Tiger's version of Muirfield Village, which was Jack's version of Augusta National. Muirfield being where Tiger's won 8 times, I think. Of course, he's won 4 times at Augusta. There is no denying that there is that influence of Augusta National on this course. It's better. In one respect, it's better than Muirfield Village because it doesn't have any residential housing intruding upon the holes themselves. It's just a core golf course. I think it's going to be it's an exciting course in its own way. It's going to be interesting to see how our panelists evaluate it this coming summer.
Fantastic.
But I think you're going to see a lot of press about this because it is Tiger's coming out party here in the United States. He's had one course open in Mexico last year.
Yeah. Now, Tom Doak has been a guest on my show, Confidential Guide to Golf Courses, a new edition when he first came out 20 years ago. He was young and he ruffled a lot of feathers, but it looks like architects are taking whatever he says a little bit more in stride, not as thin-skinned.
Well, you know, his new series, it's a series of books. It's in 5 volumes because he's trying to cover the whole globe, and the second volume came out covering the Americas, or at least the winter destinations in the United States plus South and Central and South America. And I wrote about a little review in it in the December issue. I do think those books have value because of Tom's opinions based upon his experiences, and both as an architect and when he, 30 years ago when I first met him, he was right out of college and he was writing for Golf Magazine, the competitor Golf Digest, and he and I were doing the course rankings for our respective magazine. He's moved on to better things. I'm still doing the course rankings, but I've written that I think he's mellowed in his, he's now 52 years old and he's mellowed some, but he still has very, very perceptive and very honest, evaluations of these courses. And whether you're a golf design junkie or whether you're just looking for, as a traveling golfer, to get some recommendations of courses, it's a good book to have on your shelf just to dabble in every so often and see what one of the world's great architects feels about a variety of different courses. He lauds some Pete Dye courses and he's critical of some. He's lauds some Jack Nicklaus courses whom he's worked with at Siphonic and he's criticized them. He's being very honest. Now he's split up the duties this time around with Darius Oliver, who's the editor of Golf Digest Australia, and Rand Morissette,
gentleman from Japan.
I'm drawing a blank.
Oh, I'm sorry because I didn't write it down. We're talking with Ron Witten. He's the Golf Digest architecture editor. And I'm the confidential guide to golf courses. Did he mention Hawaii at all?
No, Hawaii's, I take that back. Hawaii's in the winter destinations.
We're in the winter destinations volume, so we're going to have to open it up and see what he says. I'm sorry that we can't figure that out. I don't have time to Google it.
Masa Nakamata. Yeah.
Hey, thank you. You're awesome to talk with. I enjoy talking with you, Ron. Thank you very much for being on the show.
You bet, Danielle.
Okay. And I'll take care of you. I promise. I'll send you an email. Ron Witten, Golf Digest Architecture Editor. Thanks for being on the show. Aloha. We're going to come right back with John McGuire because Game Golf has gone live. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Montgomery Power Sports, serving Hawaii statewide for 65 years. Family owned and operated. You'll find motorcycles by Suzuki, Indian, Victory, Husqvarna and Polaris ATVs and multifunctional vehicles, and Jam electric vehicles. Visit our showroom with our friendly, knowledgeable staff at 550 Nimitz Highway, next to the Lehigh Bakery. Financing available OAC. Montgomery Power Sports, wear the tires, grab the road.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome, Lady Precept, Pure Distance, the Lady Precept technology, the number one selling ladies ball in golf, the softest Bridgestone golf ball made. After more than 15,000 live fittings with lady golfers, Bridgestone Golf developed a lady-specific model engineered for moderate swing speeds. Guys, I hear it works really good for you, too, with moderate swing speeds. The new Lady Precept, designed to produce higher launch and lower spin off the driver for optimum distance and carry while providing soft feel from tee to green. If you are the ninth caller at 808-296-5467, you've won a dozen golf balls after talking with Ron Witten. I just want to stock them up. Make sure, because it doesn't look like we're going to get golf ball technology that's going to find our golf balls anytime soon. We have a way, though, to track what happens with that golf ball when it is in flight. And that's thanks to John McGuire, CEO and founder and creator of Game Golf. A new way, well, it's been around for a while, but there is a new way now to track your game while you're playing your game. Welcome to the show, John.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me here.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm good. I think I may need some of those balls. My swing speed is a bit slower, so I could do with some of those.
Yes. Hey, you know, you got to play with what I think Phil Mickelson's new coach, his whole philosophy is play what you brought. So that day, whatever you've brought to the course that day, deal with it and just adjust your game to it. You know, if you're not right on, So if your swing speed's a little bit slower, so what? Just use the equipment necessary. Goodness knows we've got everything imaginable nowadays. And now you, with Game Golf Live, I can find out exactly what's going on while I'm playing and maybe make adjustments, you know. Oh, what's going on with the ball? Oh, I'm hitting it to the right. Tell us a little bit about Game Golf Live.
Sure. So for your listeners that don't know what this is, Game Golf is first of all, it's a device that's worn on the hip, little tags that go into all your clubs. And, you know, we collect every shot that you take on the golf course. And we're capturing, with Game Golf Classic, our first device, we were capturing all your distances, all your statistics, and making all of that available to you post your round. And that was fantastic, and people really liked it. But one of the things that we do really well in this company is we listen to our customers. We allow them to vote on features, and we allow them to tell us what they want. We have a kind of a system set up for that. And one of the big things over the last year, well, really since early 2014, you know, mid-2014 since we launched, was it would be fantastic if we could have Game Golf that actually would show you as you're playing the distances that you're actually hitting your clubs. Because as everyone knows, today you have rangefinders that give you the distance to the green or distance to hazards, etc. But what we know now is having 700,000 rounds of golf played on our platform, we know that 94% of people select the wrong clubs. So Game Golf Live is the next generation of our device. It speaks directly to the iOS and to the Android phones. So in other words, as you're playing, you now can see the distance that you're hitting with each of your clubs there and then. And then after your round of golf, you know, everything is uploaded so that before you get into the clubhouse, you have all your data. So from an improvement point of view, you know, it's fantastic. You get all your shot distances, all your club distances, and you get all the data instantly. And, you know, the way things are going in this world, people want instant gratification. So we're giving that now.
Exactly. So what you've got is you've got the device on your hip. You've got the tag in the club grip, and you tag the device that's on your hip.
Yes.
And that will then let the Game Golf system know what club you've got and the distance that it's gone, the golf ball's traveled. And it just keeps a record of all that. It used to be that you'd go home and see your game and kind of replay it on the computer, seeing where you could have done better. You got to know what your club distance was. How far do I hit the 7-iron? How far does my 8-iron go? How far does my wood go? How far does my driver go? So you know what club to select. You start to learn that. You get comfortable with your club selection. As you said, John, most people don't select the right club. And this Game Golf that you've, I mean, has it only been a year since Game Golf has been on the market?
Well, we launched it, the kind of timeline, we launched it 2014 at the PGA Show. And then it went into Apple stores in mid-April. And then it went into other golf retail, you know, pro shops and golf specialty, maybe from May onwards. So it's in terms of being available, it's really been available for a year and a half.
Yeah, and it all started with like an Indiegogo campaign.
Yes. I'm just such a big believer in the wisdom of crowds and just the modern way of proving things out. So in 2013, we did an Indiegogo campaign on, you know, they're crowdfunding platforms, but really what they allow you to do is if you have an idea, or if you're working on something, you know, in stealth mode, or, you know, this gives you a chance to put your baby out in front of people, and they can contribute towards the product. In other words, that they can kind of, they can put money down to be forced to get the product, and you get discounts and things like that. And we were probably the first golf product, well, we were definitely the first successful golf product on one of those platforms, you know, with taking in a few hundred thousand in less than 24 hours.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, it was fantastic. And that's when the golf industry became aware of Game Golf, and that allowed for the PGA of America to get involved with us, as they felt that the way we were doing things and are doing things really helped, you know, serve their members by giving them access to tools that, for the first time ever, really, their PGA professionals could see what people, what golfers were actually doing while they play. Because most coaching happens, you're looking at your swing on the driving range, but nobody really had a system, an easy system for capturing, you know, what actually happens when the people aren't coaching or golfing. You know, where are they hitting their shots to on the golf course? What distances are they achieving? You know, what are their stats? So on the PGA Tour today, you've got ShotLink, which is used for professional golfers. So this has been compared to ShotLink as ShotLink for the amateur golfer. Maybe is a good way to visually describe the system.
ShotLink for the amateur golfer. I love it. You see, ShotLink's used by every professional. Now you've got a system that you can use. The professional follows ShotLink through the PGA Tour. You've got Game Golf to collect all of the data that you can then look back and say, okay, what are my stats? And that's where you see progress in your game when you can look back. But Game Golf has taken it one step further. Now, you don't have to wait to go back to your computer and see what you've done. The new Game Golf Live provides real-time shot tracking as you play. So that tracking, of course, happens in the background. You stay in your game, and only when you want to see, then you can see what's going on. Is that how it works?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. And not only, you know, there's that's a really good point. You know, this is not technology getting in the way of your game. There's only one thing that you have to do, and that is you tag each shot. And even now we have software, actually, that even if you forget to tag, we pick up that you took a shot. But we actually designed in the tagging for a reason. And so, and that reason is, when you tag, it's a mental trigger to kind of ask yourself in your head, what would a good shot look like here? And it's as simple as that. You know, so people see the tagging as mechanical, or they see it as an added aid in that it's a mental pre-shot routine to say, okay, what would a good shot look like here? And if you ask yourself that over every shot that you take on a golf course, it's very hard to be thinking about that last bad shot that you took. So I believe it is a real performance enhancer in terms of the tagging aspect. Now, in terms of a new feature that we just launched yesterday, which I think actually is now it's the first phase of our of strokes gained analysis. So on the web, we launched yesterday strokes gained analysis, which is the methodology that is used for PGA Tour players as well, where they can analyze what they're doing off the tee, their approach shots, their short game, and putting. So we have also now just released that for amateur golfers, where you can compare yourself, where the data compares. How are you doing off the tee? How are you doing in your approach shots? How are you doing in your short game? And how are you doing in putting? But not only just giving you an awareness of the data, we've created what we're calling our tips section. And this is really where it becomes powerful. In those four areas, we actually look at your data after 3 to 5 games, and we become very specific in telling you that actually if you start practicing, for example, from 122 yards or something like that you will reduce 2.6 strokes per round. We start showing you where you're losing your shots in the round of golf, and then we actually tell you where you need to practice. So I actually think, and now it's a first phase implementation, we're going to be coming along with filters and all different types of things. But, you know, we're big believers of keeping things simple, seeing how the consumers like it, getting feedback from our customers, and then reiterating on the next phase of it.
But I think that's very powerful.
You
know,
it is.
I don't know. Very powerful.
So you get advanced your stats, your fairway accuracy, your scrambling percentages, your shot dispersion for all clubs, yardages. That's great visualization.
Yeah, yeah. We visualize everything that's happening. And as you just said there, we launch shot dispersion, and as you approach the green where you can actually see what's happening. But this whole strokes gain stuff is another step on all of that, where really we're benchmarking off the tee, approach, short game, and putting, and we're telling you, you know what, you're losing, your handicap is mostly made up of approach shots, because that's where you're losing all your strokes. So here is the distance that you actually need to start practicing. You only can get that if you have actually data captured. And because we have so much data, we can now start comparing the entire population of golfers on our system against scratch golfers, which is what that whole strokes gained methodology is about. And really nobody understands. As far as I'm concerned, unless you're a statistician, most people don't understand what that's all about. So we're making it easy. We're actually not just showing you, then we actually tell you, we give you recommendations of exactly where you need to focus your practice if you truly want to start dropping strokes in your round of golf.
That's awesome.
I think that's really powerful.
It is powerful. This is John McGuire, CEO, Game Golf, and now Game Golf Live, a new way to track your game in real time, as much as you want while you're playing your round. We're going to take a quick break. There's also Game Golf tracking app that you can download free.
Yeah.
Yes, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily.
They don't put off repairs till the next month.
Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
The number is 296-5467, 296-5467. We need one more call. We're stuck on 888-296-5467. Game Golf, CEO John McGuire is with us. We've been talking about Game Golf Live, a way you can track your shots live while you're playing. Of course, there's the original Game Golf. That all comes as part of the package, right? You still go and get your Game Golf and put your tag on. Now, and then tag, and that's really a great part of a pre-shot routine. It really clears your mind, tag and go. There's, you know, stop thinking at that point. Now, the Game Golf tracking app that gives you the distances to any target, real-time tracking. There's 32,000 courses in the app.
Yeah, so we've pretty much every golf course on the planet is in our system right now, and it has been used in over 100 it has been used in over 100 countries worldwide on over 18,000 of those golf courses to date.
Wow,
which is pretty spectacular considering that we really, you know, we started with supporting the the U.S., then we went to Canada, and we've one distributor in the U.K. right now. So it's pretty incredible growth. But, yeah, you can go to the Play Store, you can go to the Apple Store, and you can download the free apps.
You can use this as a rangefinder?
Yes, that's right. We can. We've also built in rangefinding capability now. So now you actually are getting, not only are you getting exactly what, how far do I hit my clubs, now you're actually getting the distance to, you know, where you actually want to hit to. So we've built in the rangefinding functionality also. And again, that was one of the features that our users, it bubbled to the top because we allow our users to vote on the feature set. So every Monday we meet, we look at what our golfers are telling us, what they're voting for, and then that kind of goes into our product queue. Yeah, so we like the system we have in place.
Yes, that's a free download. Game Golf Tracking App. You get real-time shot tracking, the rangefinder, visual course maps, advanced insights, play, see, share, compare. All right. You can see who else is playing using Game Golf on the activity feed, and you can, you know, follow your Game Golf tour professionals. It's awesome. You've done a fantastic job, John McGuire, CEO of Game Golf. Congratulations on your success, and thank you for not just, you know, allowing it to just be and then not, you are enhancing it, constantly working it to make it a better product. That's, it's huge.
I have three kids, two girls, and Game Golf.
I bet you Game Golf takes more of your time.
You know, it does, and they tell me that as well.
Really good talking with you, John. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Danielle. Thanks so much.
Aloha. I got to thank Eric. Eric from Mililani, you won. Yes, the Bridgestone golf balls. Yes, and try not to lose them. We're going to, you know, see what we can do. It was funny when I first talked to Mr. Witten or read the article about this technology that would help us find our golf balls. I thought, you know, I wonder if the golf industry, they make a lot of money us buying all these golf balls. What I don't like is all the golf balls that get left behind. You know, they should be cleaned up. You come upon, do you know what I mean by the rotten ones that you find in the when you're looking for your own? It's like, God, there's 10 of them here. Where's mine? Thank you to John McGuire. Thank you, Ron Witten. Ross Montgomery, owner of Montgomery Power Motors. That's Ross and his family are owners. And Ray Stozic, Sony Open Tournament Director. If you want to volunteer and get involved, Sony Open in Hawaii, go to their website. And I want to thank the people who make this show possible, because without you, we wouldn't be sharing all this information. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, your company, your home project into artwork. Futura Stone, only the best. Creative Plumbing, whether you're a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, a townhouse, a high rise, call Creative Plumbing because it's got to be done right. Creative Plumbing. There's nothing worse than the water coming out of your pipes when it's not supposed to, okay? So call Creative Plumbing, Montgomery Power Sports, where you'll find Indian, Victory, Suzuki, Husqvarna motorcycles, Polaris ATVs, GEM electric vehicles. It's Montgomery Motorsports, Montgomery Power Sports, 550 North Nimitz Highway, right next to Liliha Bakery, where your tires grab the road. And by the way, you need to go over there and just check out some of the apparel, because I wanted to just fill up my arms and walk out the door with everything. It's just wonderful. And some of the itty bitty things for little kids, they're just so adorable. The perfect Christmas presents, holiday gifts, indeed. I want to thank all the people who make this show possible. Futura Stone, Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted the PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years, an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. It's the Poipu Bay Golf Course. It's Kauai's South Shore gem. And I got to tell you, I wish more golf courses would follow suit and do what Poipu Bay does. For instance, in the afternoon, you can go over and you get range time, you know, and the balls, of course, and then you get a golf cart, and then you get to play three holes. A 3, 4, and a 5. Isn't that perfect? That's just enough to unwind, relax, get comfortable, go home to the family. Maybe you want to get in a couple of holes before you go to dinner. You're visiting. It's Poipu Bay Golf Course. It's $30 for that afternoon. In the morning, you've only got time for 9, Ocean 9 at Poipu Bay. From 7 to 8:30, you go to the range. They take you out to the 9 holes, and you play. Oh, and it's kind of like quiet and perfect. Indeed, Poipu Bay Golf Course. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2015.